Greetings. I hope you are well today. I was blessed to minister at everyone's church in Mount Vernon, Washington yesterday. I will be headed for a journey out this week to Portugal, Angola, and then South Africa. I will be out for several weeks. I have been in a season at home, but will transition to some time out. What is it that determines the seasons of our lives? In the Western world, we live our lives around dates that are fixed upon a calendar. But the seasons of the year very often seem to ignore the times we think they should appear. Sometimes spring is late or early, summer is short or long, fall is dry or rainy, and winter is hard or easy. The natural seasons of the earth are not dependent upon a calendar. The seasons of our world are determined from heaven. We cannot change the seasons by the independent works of our hands, but we can navigate each season by our dependence upon God. The seasons for Israel in the Old Covenant were not determined by specific calendar dates. They were determined by the conditions of heaven. The activity of the sun and the activity of the moon determined the natural seasons of the earth, and the feasts and celebrations of Israel were determined by that activity. The signs in the heavens proclaimed the beginning of a season, and the full harvest of the spring and summer seasons determined their tabernacle with God. The last day of the seventh month year was determined by the sign in the heavens of the first day. God set signs in the heavens that determined the harvest season. These signs are but a sign to our way in life. The seasons of harvest in the earth create an environment for mankind to reveal God's likeness and image in and to our world. Creation groans for us to manifest as sons and daughters of God in our course of life. The seasons of our earth are meant to end in harvest. The testimony of every season serves the purpose of life in and to our world. God created us for this purpose. Genesis 1:28. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." God has given, is giving, and will continue to give to each of us gifts for a harvest. Every aspect of the seasons of our lives serves the ultimate testimony of a last trumpet of life. Ecclesiastes 3:1-8. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Some of the seasons sound wonderful, and others we wish we could reject. But in every season there is a purpose. The secret to navigating every season in our lives is found in our intimacy with God. Knowing God's love is the key to every season of our lives. The seasons change, but the constant in every season is God. The seasons of our lives are not determined by our actions, but by the heavens. However, we very often violate the seasons of our lives by the actions of our lives. The seasons are meant to reveal a testimony of knowing God. Knowing God and living in His love will produce the fruit of life, even in the difficult seasons of our lives. Eternal life is not a destination, but a part of our destiny in knowing God our Father and Jesus Christ His Son through the indwelling presence of Holy Spirit in our lives. Psalms 1:1-3, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper." To meditate in the law of God is to meditate in his law of love. We were born to be loved by God, and the secret to every season of our lives is to navigate our course through a connection and response to God's love. Everything that God has created is dependent upon God's presence for their due season. Psalms 104:27, these all wait for you, that you may give them their food in due season. What you give them, they gather in. You open your hand, and they are filled with good. Psalms 145:15 and 16, the eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. To wait upon the Lord is to intertwine our lives with Him in every season. We cannot escape the seasons of our lives, but we can navigate them well through intimacy with God in Christ. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.